Support for WPR comes from the Wisconsin DNR. Preventing food waste and composting scraps and uneaten veggies, grains, and fruit can help the environment. More dnr.wi.gov by searching food waste.
And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
Hi, I'm Sam Criss, and I'm a writer. My dangerous idea is that pleasantness isn't just boring, it's evil. Calls for pleasantness and affirmation are everywhere. We're constantly told that our political discourse needs to be more civil and refined, that we should listen to opposing ideas and not resort to petty name-calling. Some of the most popular books on sale are self-help books, the type that encourage you to deal with life's little obstacles in an upbeat manner so that you can find your way to a state of perfect happiness. The message everywhere is that if we just tried to get along better and understand one another more, we could all be happier and more productive. Perhaps the best example of all this is the artwork of George W. Bush. Early in 2013, it was revealed that the former president and serious contender for the most hated man on earth has, since leaving office, taken up painting as a hobby. Afterwards, there are a couple of critical pieces on his nude self-portraits. They all ask the same questions. What do these paintings tell us about George W. Bush's inner life, or his psychology, or his presidency? They've all got it backwards. If you follow that line, you'll only ever end up with trite, reductive analogies. The running water represents Hurricane Katrina, or Bush's need to atone for his crimes, or his fear of death. It's a vaguely amusing parlor game, but not much more. If you want to know the truth, there's no point looking at Bush's self-portraits. You have to look at his paintings of dogs. George W. Bush has produced 50 paintings of dogs. In other words, one painting of a dog for every US soldier killed in Afghanistan during his presidency, or one painting of a dog for every 2,237 civilians killed in Iraq since the invasion. His paintings of dogs are all quite pleasant. They're cute dogs, making adorable sad eyes depicted in bright colours. Spend enough time looking at them, and it all starts to make sense. The war in Iraq was little more than the geopolitical expression of kitschy sentimentality. Imperialist universalism is a logic of the dog painting extended to nations and peoples. Radical evil is a weaponization of bad taste. We'll be greeted as liberators, the logic goes. Of course we will. We love our dogs. The incredible violence buried in Bush's dog paintings is also present in all positive and affirmational pleasantness. We're living in a world that is spiraling into catastrophe. The logic of profit and exchange isn't only tearing up the foundations of social life, reducing us to anonymous, atomized blips in constant competition with one another. It's also threatening the continuation of biological life on the planet. In such a situation, the idea that a few simple life lessons can help us to be happier and less stressed is nothing short of monstrous. It's like standing atop a pile of corpses and suggesting they might be arranged more pleasantly. If we all got along better and were nicer to each other, we might make more progress, but the problem is that we're progressing in precisely the wrong direction. This stuff is dangerous and needs to be fought with every weapon available, with all the puerile and tasteless fury we can muster. And perhaps the best way to start is by being just a little more unpleasant to everyone we meet.
All right. Writer Sam Criss with A Dangerous Idea. You'll find more dangerous ideas, including another one from Criss, on our website at ttbook.org.